So laying the malacha of milabein, laundering, etc. And what I want to get to today is the question of contact lenses on Shabbos, meaning is there a shayla of malabein when I put my contact lenses in saline solution, when I put some detergent, right, on the lenses on Shabbos? Is this permitted? Is this forbidden? This was a cause celeb a number of years ago. If you look in the Sefer Archos Shabbos in the Beiruri Halach in the back, Simen Hey, he has a lengthy discussion of it. And if you look in Rabbi Ribiat's Hilchos Shabbos book, he has a discussion of this as well. So this is like one of the big topics. In order to get to this point, we have to do two background issues. One relates to the material that you are cleansing on Shabbos. The other relates to, can you clean something which is clean, right? Those are the two issues that we have to deal with. Should we go in order with the source sheet? Go in order, or should we go out of order? In order. What?
What are the two questions?
So one question is the material. In other words, are contact lenses shayich to libun at all? There are certain materials that libun is not shayich. And the other question is there libun on something which is clean, right? Or is there only libun on something which is dirty? When I take out my, I stopped wearing contact lenses years ago. When you take out your contact lenses at night, they do look clean. The only issue is that we're worried that bervos hazman, there's going to be some dirt that builds up on it, some bacteria will build up, etc. I think if you would leave it long enough, it would get like kind of yucky. So is that considered a malacha of libun? Im timtzalomar, there is libun on the materials that contact lenses come from, which are some sort of plastic. So in order to get into this, let's go. Zvachim Tzadi Gimel Amid Beis. There is a Mishnah. The Mishnah, remember, talks about if you have a carbon chatos and there is a sprinkling of blood. So the Torah says that you have to be mechabes. You have to launder the blood off of the beget. The Mishnah tells me that nitaz al ha'or ad shelo hufshat eino ta'un kibos. Right, if the chatos blood sprays onto an animal when the skin has not yet been skinned off it, right? So in that case, you don't need kibbutz. Apparently, and the Gemara is going to discuss exactly why, but you don't have to. The halacha of kibbutz, which is required when chatos blood spills, does not apply with or actual hufshat, but misha hufshat. Ton kibos, div Reb Yehuda. Reb Elazar omer, af misha hufshat, eno ton kibos, elo makom hadam, vidavar shu roi lekabel tuma, viroi lekibos. Reb Yehuda says that you require kibos after the skin is taken off. Reb Elazar says that even after the skin is taken off, you only have to be mechabes that area of the dam, and you also only have to mechabe something which is ra'oi lekibos. And then the Mishnah has some other halachos that begin and sak and or require key, have a din of kibos, right? So the halacha of laundering applies to garments, sak. Sak is basically some sort of burlap or something that is made out of the goat's hair. They would like weave something out of goat's hair that is sack and R is leather. So the Gemara says, Minahani Mili, how do you know that there is libun on these materials? The Tanah Rabban Habeged in Liyala Beged, Minayin Rabbos Orshof Shah Talmudoma Rasher Yazel Olov Tichabes. Yachoshani Marbe or Achelo Hufsha Talmudoma Beged, Ma Beged Aroy Lakabal Tuma, Avkol Aroy Lakabal Tuma. Right, so the pasuk says beged. How do you know to include or? So we have another pasuk, gasher yaseh olav. Right, so I would think that we should be marba or ad shelo hufshat, Talmud Lomar, only a beged, meaning it has to be something which is ro'oi l'kabel tumah. That's what Rabbi Yehuda says. Rabbi Lazar has a slightly different point. Rabbi Lazar says, beged, in li'ola beged, minayin l'rabel sak. You're now turning the page. It's Sadi Dalam and Aleph. Minayin l'rabel sak. V'cho minei begonim tam lomar asher oleho t'chabes. Yechosh ani ma'ar be'or mishuhufshat. Talmud lomar beged. Ma beged dovah mekabel tumah. Avko daram kabel tuma. So basically, there's a machlokas between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Lazar whether the chiyuv is on davar haro'i lekabel tuma, or is the chiyuv only on davar that is mekabel tuma. The Gemara says may be nayhu, right? And the Gemara has a few possibilities. Abaye says it's matlas pachusa mishalosh ikabe nayhu, a very small piece of fabric which is not yet mekabel tuma, but I could be mechashiv alav for it to be mekabel tuma. Right, a very small piece of fabric, it can become mikabel tuma, so it's ro'i mikabel tuma, but it's not actually bar kibel tuma. Rava says, just skipping three lines, beged shechishev oleho letzura ikibenayhu, a beged that you decide you're going to like draw on, this is ro'i mikabel tuma, because you decide you're going to draw on it, you could actually draw it, becomes a beged, etc., but it's not yet mekabel tuma. And then the Gemara has a different approach, that it's utzba is the nafgamina, right? Utzba is a flat piece of leather or the like that you plan on cutting down and making useful, but you didn't do it. So that depends. So effectively, in order to be a beged, it has to be either mekabel tuma or ro'i lekabel tuma. But or is considered a beged, and there is kibbutz on or. Oh, so then the Gemara says, only the makom of the dam requires kibbutz, and the Gemara says that this comes from the pasuk asher yazeh lo amarti locha ela makom dam bovad. Then the Gemara continues. Echad habeged the echad hasak. I'm just skipping. Lememra da'or boy kibusu. Right? This is really the important Gemara for us. Are you telling me that leather is something that's shayich to launder? Rami no, haisa alav lashlashes, mekan hamismartut. Haisa shal'or, nosin alo hamayim ad shetichla. Okay, the Mishnah on kuf mem beis. The Mishnah says that if you have a pillow and there's dirt on your pillow, so then you wipe it off. You can't put water on it. But if you have a leather pillow, so then you could pour water on it to get rid of it. That tells me the impression, that gives me the impression that leather is not shayach to laundry, to laundering. In Hilchos Shabbos, so if it's a plain pillow, so I can't pour water on it, that would be laundering, I just wipe it off. Mikan cha b'smartot, I just take a shmata and I wipe it off. If, however, it is shor, if it's a leather pillow, so then I pour water on it to get rid of it. You get the impression from that Mishnah, Kuf Mem Beis and Shabbos, that there is no such thing as kibbutz on leather. Yes, you started. So I'm going to ask Michal to hold a minute and let Sophia continue.
So leather should not be water, otherwise it might get ruined.
Not necessarily. It depends on the type of leather. I have leather shoes. They're in contact with water all the time.
I've seen other people's leather shoes get ruined by water.
Again, like...
But if that is a shoe that would get ruined by wearing it, would that be considered like kalkel or something? By which...
Maybe. If it would get ruined, it could be that would be mekalkel, but I'm assuming that we're talking about the type of leather, like lederhausen or the like, right? You know what I'm talking about, like at the German beer fests, they wear like these leather pants. It's a makashe neksuva b'Torah, like whatever. I hope there's no one who wears lederhausen who's listening to the shiur, but like really bad stuff. You don't want to wear them ever. But that's not a fashion statement, or it is. It's a fashion statement, and it's just yucky. Fine. So that is leather. I don't think gets ruined. Michal?
Yeah. So my question is, the way that we were just explaining it right now was to say that just means that there's no kibbutz by leather. Doesn't that mean there's no kibbutz by leather, or is it kind of building off of what Sophia was saying, but that the way that you're mechabes by leather might look different?
Good. Wait, the Gemara is going to get there. In other words, maybe there is kibbutz by leather, like the Mishnah in Zvachim says, but just pouring water on it is not kibbutz, right? So that is going to be like a second mahalach in the Gemara. First, the Gemara has Abaye's mahalach. The Abaye says that there's a machlokas hatanoyim, whether leather is shayich to kibbutz. By the way, the Gemara never thinks to be mechalik between kibbutz with respect to carbon chatos and kibbutz with respect to Shabbos. That possibility does not exist. Well, if you would ask Schwartz, I could say, hey, there's a Mishnah in Zvachim that says there is kibbutz in leather, and there's a Mishnah in Shabbos that says there's no kibbutz in leather. So I would say, oh, well, maybe Shabbos is different. Maybe Shabbos has a higher standard of kibbutz. It's more of a requirement or something. The Gemara never says that. That possibility is not entertained. So what do I do with this stira? Is there kibbutz libun on leather? So the Gemara says, Omer Abaye. It's a machlokas between the Rabbonon and the Acherim, etc. That's the first mahalach in the Gemara. Amar Rava, again, it's like three lines from here. Mumi ikolamanda amar or la bar kibosu. Vaksiv vahabeged o hashasi o ha'erev o chol kli ha'or asher tichabes. The pasuk with respect to Nega'im, to Tzara'as, right, says that beged shasi erev, one of them is warp, one is woof, I have no idea which is which, asher tichabes, that you're going to do laundry, you're going to launder it, or is included in that pasuk. Elo amareva, kro umasnisen birakin, ki pligi bekashin. Right, Rava says that, yeah, there's a machlokes between the Rabbanan and the Acherim, but that's only about hard leather, not about soft leather. Soft leather where the Torah says that there is kibbutz. When the Mishnah in Zvachim says there is kibbutz on leather, that means soft leather. Right? It's different between soft leather and hard leather. So then the Gemara has a kasha, but there was like some episode, Zimnin Sagin of a Imna Kame Derav, Mishach Shichi Le Misane B'maya. Sometimes he would like rub his shoes with water. He would clean his shoes. The Gemara says, no, that's only kashin or kirabonon. That's hard leather, right? But then Rava says, hod amar Rava, lav milsehi da amri, neku neimalei lekra dechi ksivin berakin ksivin. The pasuk says that leather has kibos on it, right? If the pasuk says that, you're going to make a new kimta in the pasuk? You tell me that the pasuk is only talking about soft leather? Right? Maybe miloskin beklei aksaligia, which is like really hard, apparently, and the Torah still says it's kibbutz. Ella, Reva says, Tzara'as kimda megufe kaparcha mechalchale umashvale rach. Right? Reva comes and Reva says, no, fundamentally there is no such thing as libun on a dover kasha. The Torah says that there is libun by the or. Yeah, but that's in Parshas Tezriah, when I'm talking about Tzara'as. Tzara'as has the ability of softening items. I have never had Tzara'as. I don't know if it's true, but the Gemara says it's true, so it's got to be true, right? Kevan de megufe kaparcha, it grows on the body, so it's mechal chalalei, it like moistens it, and it makes it rach. So then Rava says, but I have a kasha. The kasha is karimuksasais, or rakin. And the Mishnah says that you're allowed to pour water on your pillow. Right? We're saying that by rakin there is libun. But one second, your pillow, does anyone like hard pillows? Maybe Yaakov Avinu, but I don't know if he liked a hard pillow. But like, it just happened, right? That was the pillow he had. So people don't like hard pillows. So the pillow is rakin, and still you're allowed to pour water on it. Elo amareva. Right, Rava has a yesod that pouring water on something alone is not called kibbutz. To do kibbutz, to have the malach of kibbutz, you have to kiskus, you have to rub it. Right? Kibbutz, d'les be kiskus, is not kibbutz at all. So the Gemara says, one second, but Reb Chiya Bar Ashi says, I was with Rav, and Rav rubbed his shoes, right? So you see, right, that he wouldn't do real kiskos, but he would do shikshuk, etc. So Gemara says, no, maybe it's rakin udivrei hakol, maybe it's kashin ukacherim. Fine, whatever, that's like a detail point in the Gemara. Ihachi, I put this point in italics because it's an important line in the Gemara. Ihachi beged nami, zakli Gemara, beged shriyasu zal kibuso, rava la taime, da amar rava, zark suda lamayim chayiv, zark pishtan lamayim chayiv. Right, meaning, what the Gemara is saying is like this. There's a rule of shriyasu zel kibuso. Just pouring water on something, just soaking something, is considered the malach of kibus. However, that is true by a beged. By leather, putting water on it itself is not kibus. Rava says that if I throw zarak sudar lamayim, chayiv. If I throw a garment into mayim, I'm going to be chayiv. Like, that means shriyaso zel kibuso. But when it comes to the Mishnah in Shabbos that says you pour water on it, that's because by leather, pouring water on is not called kibus. Shriyaso zel kibuso is a din in begadim, in fabric. It's not a din in leather. We're good, Chevra? This is the yesod of the Gemara. Okay, just to take a small aside over here, what is the Av Malacha of laundering on Shabbos? Remember, by all Malachas, I have Avos and Toldos. Melabing, which means?
Literally whitening.
So it could be that the Av Malacha is Melabing, when you make something whiter, but just getting dirt out of it is a tolda. Right? That's what we, right? In other words, making something, there are three levels. I'll say it like this. There's blanching, bleaching, which is that you take something you mamish, make it white. There's making something cleaner. There's removing dirt. Those are three distinct levels. Last time we spoke about the difference between level two and level three. Level one, it could be, is the Av Malacha. Right, the Av might be only blanching or bleaching or whatever it's called, mamish making it whiter. Anything beneath that might be a tolda. If that's the case, by the way, you know, we'll talk about this in a second. So the Av Malacha perhaps is bleaching, and laundering perhaps is a tolda. That seems to be the way the Rambam learns. But look at the Rambam, Perek Tes Halacha Yud and Yud Aleph. Melaven es hatzemer hapishdan, v'chein kol kiyotzi behen, is chayiv, etc. Meaning, the Rambam says, if I'm melaven, if I blanch it, I'm chayiv. Halochi yurala, hamechabes begodim, is a tolda of melaven, which is chayiv. Kibos, according to the Rambam, is a tolda of melaven, and is going to be chayiv. Look at Rashi and Zvachim. Is Rashi the same as the Rambam or not? That kibbutz according to Rashi is an Av Malacha, right? Laundering according to Rashi, meaning kibbutz begodim, is an Av. According to the Rambam, it's a tolda. So far, so good. Now, there is an interesting nekuda that the Achronim all point out. If you want to see it, if I have on the third, on the fourth page. Oh, guys, you don't have it on sheets, right? If you look for, there's a Mishnah Berurah and Siman Shin Yud Tes and a Shaar HaTzion and Siman Shin Yud Tes. Basically, he quotes that Ulapella al Harambam Shalal Hitzik Behuk HaShabbos Memra Derava Zarek Suda Lamayim Mizchayiv Atzarchiyon. Right? This line in the Gemara of Shriyasu Zal Kibuso, the line that soaking something is also kibbutz. Just pouring water on something is kibbutz. The Rambam does not quote that. That is shver. That's difficult. So it seems to me, and I saw Rabbi Simon has like these Satmar friends. You know, Rabbi Simon's like an interesting fellow. So he has a Satmar friend of Chaim Kalman Gottman. And he wrote like 20 Svarim, including a sefer called Tal Melachos, which I just took out of the library the other day. And he has the following idea, which is as follows. When I say that for the Rambam, the Av Melacha is Libon, the Av Melacha is Mamish making it whiter, the Tolda, by definition, the Tolda has to be Dome to the Av. Tolda meaning if I launder something, I launder a beggar, that's a Tolda, it's Dome to the Av in that it ends up being clean. If I pour water on something, it is not really clean, Acharei Kechlos Hakol. There's going right. This is a similar svara to what we spoke about last time. When I pour water on something, so I get rid of some of the dirt, but I don't get rid of all of the dirt. So one could argue, and I think there's this pshat in the Rambam. Rabbi Gutman has this suggestion in his Sefer also, that the reason why, according to the Rambam, Shriyaso Zel Kibuso is not mentioned is because for the Rambam, kibus, meaning anything that does not bleach, is going to be a tolda. But to be a tolda, it has to be doma to the av. It's doma to the av if I make it cleaner. Or I make it clean. I should say it like this. It's doma to the av if it becomes clean. But if I just do shriyasos el kibuso, so then I'm not mamish making it clean. If I'm not mamish making it clean, so the Rambam's going to say, not doma to the av. He ignores the halacha in Hilchos Shabbos. This Gemara in Shabbos that says, this Gemara in Zvachim that says, Shriyasos el kibuso, which is true by begodim, it's not true by leather. And that's why Rava says, if I throw a sudr into water, I'm chayiv on Shabbos. I throw my sweater into water, I'm chayiv. The Rambam leaves that out. And the Rambam leaves that out because I would argue it's not at all doma to the av. A tolda, in order to be chayiv, has to be doma to the av. Rav Shechter in his Sefer Eretz HaTzvi has a long discussion about toldos having to be doma to the av. As we go through Melachos, we'll say this svara many, many times. But for Rashi, that the av melacha includes laundering, so then we could say that it's doma to the av if I make it cleaner, even if it doesn't mamish become clean. Right? That's what we pointed out from Rashi also. When I am in na era beged, right? When I have dust on the beged, so it gets cleaner, it doesn't mamish become clean. For Rashi, it still is doma to the av, because for Rashi, kibus begodim is an av also. That's the first point. Hold in the back of your minds the fact that the Rambam leaves out this halacha of Shriyasos el Kibuso. But for our purposes, the yesod of the Gemara is that there's a difference between leather and beged, and fabric. Leather, I do not say Shriyasos el Kibuso. That's clear in the Gemara. That's accepted according to everybody. That's accepted according to everybody. What about plastic? Is plastic the same as leather? Right? Plastic did not exist at the time of the Gemara. Am I allowed, let's say I have a plastic tablecloth. I know it's not considered classy, right? Real class is that you just have your plain tablecloth on and you don't cover it with plastic. Although if you have children or if you are anyway messy and you don't want to spend money on dry cleaning all of your tablecloths, so you cover your tablecloth in plastic, right? This is Minhag Yisrael. There's a whole, like, I was in Gourmet Glot on Sunday, there's a massive amount of plastic tablecloths that they have. What can you do? So is there laundering on the plastic tablecloth, right? Meaning, right, let's go slowly. By or, what's the difference between beged and ar? What's the difference between leather and fabric?
Depends how absorbent absorption.
So it could be it's because of how absorbent it is, or it could be because of the derech to clean stuff. The Gemara, or the Rishonim, based on the Gemara, they say that leather, I don't say shriyasas al kibuso, but if I rub it, there is mamish laundering on leather also. If I do kiskos, I rub it, then I'm chayiv on the leather as well. But I don't say shriyaso zal kibuso. Just pouring water on it is not going to be chayiv. Rav Moshe writes, Bidvar ha-mapel shel plastic, misdaber she'eno domer la'oros, shudaber she'en ha-mayin nefnosin klal letocho, elarak al-gabov, himo etzim u-matos. Right, Rav Moshe thinks that plastic is not at all the same as leather. By leather, right, water, right, this is Sophia Svara, water penetrates the leather somewhat, but the mayim is not nichnas klal into the plastic tablecloth, and therefore it's like wood, it's like metal. Am I allowed to wash my dishes on Shabbos? Is there libun? Right? So this would be the biggest chumra in Judaism, no? You're like, okay, I'm not going to wash my dishes, let someone else do it, right? Like, right?
Shabbos, you can.
Oh, Ma'aser Shabbos, you can. Okay. So washing dishes is mutter, right? We agree? Why is washing dishes mutter? Because l'cha'ora, the dirt is not absorbed in the dish. So far, so good? The dirt is not absorbed in the dish. Now, that means that eitzim and matros, there's no libun at all. The af harakim le'inyin zeh heim kekoshim shalachin ein zeh inyin kibus ve'ein ledamos besvaros minim acherim la'oros. Even soft plastic is like leather, and therefore, Reb Moshe is inclined. Reb Moshe is inclined that since water does not enter the plastic at all, it should be like hard leather, for which there is zero libun. Hard leather presumably is like wood or metal, that there is zero libun. Hagav atmecha, oros hafilu kashin, there is an opinion in the Gemara. Remember, the Gemara distinguishes between oros kashin, oros rakin. There's an opinion in the Gemara that there is libun on or kasha, and some Rishonim pask in that way, etc. Mikomakom, we shouldn't make comparisons of other minim, because you're allowed to wash kalim, even the kalim that are not so kasha. Am I allowed to wash a plastic cup on Shabbos? Now, I don't know why you'd ever wash a plastic cup, but
it's dirty. It fell on the floor.
It fell on the floor. It's dirty. Okay, are you allowed to wash a plastic cup? So yes, right? It's soft. Why don't I say that it's usher? So the answer is, hadachas kelim is a problem. All I know, says Rav Moshe, is oros. Mikom makom, kevel on shayach limtzo din zem, furash do min chadash, shedor shalofaninu ro osa, lo ra'u osam, min aroi lachmir shalom lachshafshif biyadayim, b'chozek shu ke'en shifshuf, Sido ze al ze, drakonakos say they mayim bekalos yeshal hakel. Says Rav Moshe, your plastic tablecloth, I can't say that it is categorically, I can't necessarily say it's categorically not libun obol, not kibos obol. Rather, right, I'm not sure. So you know what, I'll say there's no shriyasos al kibuso. You want to pour water on your plastic tablecloth, that's okay. But to rub it? Says Rav Moshe, don't do it. Okay. So now, contact lenses.
Can I ask a question?
Yes.
Can you do kiskos on a matlas or
beged? On a matlas, on a beged? That's mamish nisa d'oraisa. Kiskos in the sense of with water on it?
Didn't Rav Moshe say that it's not even like leather, it's like more like...
Rav Moshe entertains that idea, but he says he's scared of... he's scared of really paskining that way. He's inclined that it should be like dishes, but he's scared to really be makel. So therefore, Rav Moshe says, do not rub your plastic tablecloth. But pouring water on it, that's okay.
What's the problem with tablecloths?
I think it really rubs it and it gets the dirt out. Like if I have a stain, right, I rub it, so that it mamish gets the stain out.
It's only be relevant if it was a burp.
So the problem is that by Oros Rakim, we assume that there's no Shriyasa Zal Kibusa, but there is Kiskus. But if I have soft leather, there's no Malacha if I pour the water on it. By rubbing, there is.
So we're saying fundamentally he thinks it's even less than four, but he's not willing to be makel on that.
I think that's correct. So Rav Moshe is makel fundamentally on plastic. He would be inclined that even rubbing it should be okay, that it's not shy. It would be like, or a kasha, that's not absorbent klav ikar. However, he's uncomfortable being mekol lamasa because, you know, it's uncomfortable being mekol lamasa. It's a new substance. We shouldn't really be mekol. He's willing to be mekol shriyasa zal kibuso. It's the same, let's say, as oros rakim, but shifshuf is a problem with my tablecloths. Sophia, you had a comment? No.
I did.
So now, contact lenses. Are they the same as a plastic tablecloth?
No.
No.
They're much more absorbent.
Yes, they are. But
the water goes through.
So they are hydrophilic. I think that's the official term. Like soft, they're hard lenses that people used to wear. I think no one wears them anymore because like they're really uncomfortable. So hard lenses are probably like arkasha, so it's fine, not shayach. Soft lenses, soft lenses might be worse than plastic tablecloths. It might be that soft lenses are even worse than leather. If I deal with absorbency, so in the Sefer Orchos Shabbos, so he quotes that he had his scientists test the leather, and leather absorbs up to 55%. Soft lenses absorb anywhere between 38% and 70%. I have no idea how you measure this, but that's what they say. Okay, so soft lenses could be more absorbent potentially than leather, which might mean that shriyaso zehu kibusa would be a problem on your soft lenses, which would mean that you can't soak your lenses in saline solution on Shabbos.
You get like daily?
What?
Dailies?
So daily, yeah, I mean like you're not going to reuse it, but you'd have to get dailies. That's what you're saying. Dailies are expensive. Only for what? No. Hard lenses, the pashtas, are like arkasha. It doesn't absorb at all, and it should be heter gomer. At least this is the way all the sfarim say.
But would we have to be mocking because it didn't exist before?
So according to Rav Moshe, he's machmir not to rub the plastic tablecloth because it didn't exist before. One can make a case that they never had this type of plastic that is so absorbent, and therefore you should be machmir even on shriyasos al kibuso, which would mean that you can't soak your lenses in saline on Shabbos. Although it's a little bit interesting because my lenses are not really dirty. So we have to question whether shriyasos al kibuso applies to something that is not dirty.
There's bacteria on it.
But there's bacteria on it. And if you would leave it long enough, it would get really yucky.
But let's say, and but if a person takes out their contacts, don't clean them, the back in there, I get an infection.
Correct.
It's not just going to be visible.
Right.
How kibus is, I mean, kibus is getting out invisible bacteria or getting out actual dirt. I mean, if there's a thing about a bed in, like we're not concerned about the bacteria, we're concerned about the dirt.
So we're going to talk about kibus on something which is not noticeably dirty? Right? That's really the next question. Now, I should point out that the Sefer Archos Shabbos has the following chiddush, which, take it or leave it, but the Archos Shabbos maintains that even if you're going to be mekal on Shriyaso Zehu Kibuso by soft lenses, even if you're going to hold that there's no problem of putting soft lenses in saline, but if you use the detergent, what's it called? There is like a type of detergent that they use on their lenses. It's been a very long time since I wore lenses. But there's a type of like, you put like a couple of drops in it, right?
Eye drops?
Huh? Not eye drops. You don't put it in your eye. Contact lens solution, right? It cleans it. There's cleansing solution and there is just plain saline. Nachon? So the Sefer Archos Shabbos has a chiddush that he thinks that whenever you use cleanser, it's mamish, libun, gomor on every substance in the planet, unless it is something that is completely hard and doesn't absorb at all. So I can use soap on my dishes, he says, because it mamish is not absorbent at all. But anything that is even somewhat absorbent, like hard leather, is somewhat absorbent. It's more absorbent than dishes. But you cannot use detergent on hard leather. That's what the Sefer Archos Shabbos says. And this idea is accepted by Rebbe Yoshev and Rav Vosner that you cannot use detergent cleanser on any lens at all. That is mamish libun. In Rabbi Ribiat's Sefer, he quotes, he is funny. He says, I think I heard from Rabbi Belsky that it's okay. I don't know why he writes it like this. When he wrote the Sefer, Rabbi Belsky was still alive. Like, ask him. What are you saying? I think I heard from Rabbi Belsky that using cleanser is okay. But Rabbi Belsky says, try to avoid it. If you go one day without the cleanser, will it create a problem? Could it hurt your eyes, create an infection? I don't know. I'm not a doctor. Ask your eye doctor. But hey, how many of you wear lenses, by the way? Okay, 2 out of 4, maybe 2 out of 5.
My sister is an
optometrist. Oh, so find out. All right. Okay, so this is the first Nakuda in terms of what's the status of the plastic in the lenses. Next, I have a section that begins Shriyaso Zehu Kibuso. Where is that? The bottom, again, like you don't have the same page as I have. I have a section that begins Shriyaso Zehu Kibuso. We began this Tosis already last time. It's a Tosis on Kuf Yud Aleph on the Beis, but also appears in the Tosis Yeshanim on Yuma Ayin Zayin. The halacha on Yom HaKippurim is that, let's say, your Rebbe is coming to town, even though we don't bathe on Yom Kippur, but still you could be over B'tzavaro ad Hamayim, over B'tzavaro ad B'mayim, that you could go in the water until your neck on Yom Kippur to go and meet your Rebbe. That's not considered to be the inui of Rechitza. Tosis is bothered by the Kasha, right? Actually, skip the first 3 lines of Tosis. First Tosis has a question about maybe we should make a gezera of Shema Yiskot, right? The halacha is, if I have like a wet garment, I'm not supposed to hold it because of a gezera, I might squeeze it. So Tosis asks the Kasha, why do I not make a gezera Shema Yiskot on walking through the water on Yom Kippur? That's the first Kasha. Then there's a part that I put in italics. Does the italics come out, by the way, on the WhatsApp? It begins, Ach Kasha L'Rebbe. It's like 5, 6 lines in. Ach Kasha L'Rebbe. D'nihi d'lo gazrin mishum schita ha'ika kibos v'libun k'da omar bezvachin perak dam chatos d'beged shriyasu zel kibuso. Right, so the kasha that Tosis asks is that it should be usur to walk through the water on Yom Kippur because you are doing a malacha of soaking your garment. And we should say Shri Yasuzel Kibuso. Ve'ein lomar, dahacha udebeitza bebegodim shal or, the Shri Yasu lav hainu kibuso, kidemuchach in perek dam chatos, and like we say in perek notel, that if you have dirt on your pillow, you can pour water on it. We don't say Shri Yasu zel kibuso, meaning, zoktosis, maybe when we say that you go to visit your Rebbe on Yom Kippur, you're wearing lederhausen. You're wearing leather clothing. And on leather, we don't say Shri Yasu zel kibuso. That's what's mavur in the Gemara in Zvachim that we did. That's what emerges from the Mishnah in Shabbos. So I can't wear leather shoes on Yom Kippur. I can wear a leather shirt. I can wear leather pants. I can wear a leather belt. I remember as a kid, I asked my father, am I allowed to wear a leather belt on Yom Kippur? I was bothered by this kasha, which is, I guess, a good thing that you ask. But it happens that the Sefer Yerayim says that the case in the Mishnah in Yuma, the halacha that I'm allowed to walk through the water, which, by the way, Rishonim also ask from a case of Nida Tovelas Bivgadeha, right? A Nida can go to the mikvah wearing her clothing. So the Sefer Yerayim and this first opinion in Taisus, which Taisus does not like, says that we're talking about leather clothing. And I don't say Shri Yasuz al Kibuso on leather. That's a suggestion. So Tosa says, come, you can't say that. Ein lomar, destan begodim lav arninu. Right? It says that you walk through the water in Yom Kippur. You can tell me what, you're wearing leather clothing? How many of you own leather clothing? Okay. Right, so 1 out of 5 owns something leather. Is the majority of your clothing leather? Okay, but is the majority of your clothing leather? No, no way. What?
Two items,
one item. Right? I mean, like that's 3 out of. I mean, I'm not gonna take a survey of how many items of clothing we have in the shiur in total. Right? We're not gonna go there. But 3 sachakol. It's unreasonable that we're talking about going through the water in leather clothing. So therefore, the Omer Rebbe, right? Therefore, the Re says, the Omer Rebbe, Deheicha di'ika dam o davar tinuf al habeged, hasam davka shri yasuz al kibuso. De'petinufas dam mayri hasam perak dam chatos. Avaheicha shabeged shachar, Machma shenilbash bo, o macha shenishtam shubo, o shaya lovan legamre, the aim bo shum tinuf, elo shetzer labin, adayin, lo amrinon shrioso, zo kibuso. So what's the Re saying? The Re is saying that I do not say shrioso zo kibuso on the clean beged. When the Gemara says shrioso zo kibuso on the beged, right? Again, fabric, we say soaking it is considered kibus. When I say that, that's talking about a dirty beged. Now, the chiddush of the Rebal HaTosfos is that let's say I have a garment that I have worn many times, right? Like if you wear like a shirt for one day, the collar is going to be clean at the end, right? After 2 days is going to be some dark, right? They used to call in the ring around the collar. That was like the thing in the TV ads, right? It's not dirty, but it's not, it's like machmas, the usage. Machmas shenish tam shubo. So the Re Bal HaTosfos says that is still halachically clean. Dirt means dirt. The Re Bal HaTosfos says, I only say Shri Yasu Zel Kibuso on a beged that is dirty, and a beged that was used is not dirty. Used, right, can be dark, but it's not dirty. Tosfos says, V'tzarachi in Perek Dam Chatas delo tikshi midi ahai terutza. Right? Tosa says that the Gemara doesn't really sound this way. Right? Remember, Rava in the Gemara there in Mizvachim says that if I throw a beged into the water on Shabbos, I'm chayiv. Are you going to tell me that I'm only talking about a dirty beged? Is a stam beged dirty? Dirty in the sense of mamish dirt? Not so likely. So Tosfos is not crazy about the Ri's idea. Ulofi mashapirish b'sefer yashar. Sheish chiluk b'begodim. Sheish miskabsim mehera. V'yesh etzarech letroach b'hem harbe. Kigon shalanu. Lofi zeh. Hagin l'chon l'ham en hachta hocha. B'begodim she'enam mislabnim mehera ke'en shalanu. Kama. Says the Rabbeinu Tam in one version that the din of shriyaso zo kibuso, this halach of soaking a garment, that's the halachic equivalent of laundering it, that is only true on begadim that get clean quickly. There are certain types of things that I throw it into the water, it gets clean right away. If I have like a little stain on my shirt, I could just throw it in the water and it's going to come off. Right? Let's say a stain that's just adhering to the shirt. It's not like been there for a long time. So those things will say shriyasu zel kibuso. But something that requires more tircha, that's the way the Rabbeinu Tam says it. So there, I'm not going to say shriyasu zel kibuso. That's one approach. This approach does not really get much traction in the poskim. But then Tosfos quotes about old Matzah Rebbe Muga b'Sefer HaYashar. Right? The Sefer HaYashar mentioned this, right? Dr. Soloveitchik likes to say that Rabbeinu Tam didn't write well. So he wrote, and it's unclear what he means. And throughout the Rishonim, people would make corrections in the Sefer HaYashar. So sometimes you're not sure what is an original comment of Rabbeinu Tam and what is some Haggah later on. But they found a Haggah in the Sefer HaYashar. The lo amrinon shriyasu zel kibuso b'davashu ke'en lichloch. Kigon sfug, valontes, v'kinuach yadayim b'mapa. U'kimo kein ze, eno ala derech lichloch, shahochen b'mayim levushen, v'ein shriyazu derech nikayon v'lipon, kama. Right? We're halfway through the Rabbeinu Tam. The second mahalach of Rabbeinu Tam is that I only say shriyasu zel kibuso if it is something that gets cleaner. When I walk through the river to go meet my Rebbe, again, I'm not assuming it's like a river that's like rapids, that the water is very clean. I'm assuming it's like, you know, a dirty river. So I walk through the river, my clothing is going to end up dirtier when I'm done. So Rabbeinu Tam says that there is no Malacha of kibbutz / libun if you end up dirtier when you're dead, when you're done. The Ri does not agree with this. The Ri says that the heter is a clean beged. There is no heter that something gets dirtier. The Rabbeinu Tam says there is no heter because it's a clean beged. Right? The Perushim are exclusive. Rabbeinu Tam says there is no heter just because it's a clean beged. The only heter is that it gets dirtier. And therefore, Rabbeinu Tam says, since it gets dirtier, that's the heter. So I'm allowed to, after I wash my hands, I could wipe them on a towel. Okay? The kasha that the Rishonim deal with is there a heter to wipe your hands on a towel on Shabbos? According to the Ri, there's no Shriya. According to the Ri, it should be Usser, no? Because the Ri would say, once it is dirty, I'll say Shriya Suzo Kibuso. My towel, L'cha'ora, once I've wiped hands on it a couple of times, it's dirty. The first time I wipe my hands on a towel, right? You know, you probably didn't experience this. When I was in Yeshiva in Israel, it was actually one of the most gross things on the planet. Like right near the Netilas Yadayim station, they had like this really long towel that like you would pull down and different people would like, and they'd leave it there for like a whole week. And that's what we had in Yeshiva. in the good old days. But the point is that am I allowed to wipe my hands on the towel on Shabbos? According to the Ri, the kula that we have is that something is clean. So maybe the first guy who wipes the hands, it's a clean towel and it's not a problem. But once four or five people have wiped their hands, then it's already a dirty towel. And according to the Ri, there's no heter. According to Rabbeinu Tam, is there a heter? Well, if the towel gets dirtier, there's a heter. So therefore, according to Rabbeinu Tam, using a towel is okay. According to the Yireyim, am I allowed to wipe my hands on the towel on Shabbos? Right. So far, we've had a number of perushim. The first perush in Taisvis says the only heter is lederhausen. That means if it's a clean beged, no heter. They disagree with the Ri. That means derech lichluch, if I end up dirtier when I'm done, no heter. The only heter is leather. That means lecha'ora, you cannot wipe your hands on the towel on Shabbos. So the Rishonim say, the Yireyim says, you know what? To say Shriya, it has to be really soaked. But if I get the water off my hands, it's not really a lot of water, then I don't say Shriya. So again, I have four perushim so far in Rishonim. The Yireyim says the only kula is lederhausen. The Ri says you can be make on a clean beged. Rabbeinu Tam version one says that shriyasuz al kibuso only applies to something that really gets clean quickly. Right? That perush we mentioned doesn't get traction. Rabbeinu Tam version two says we don't say shriyasuz al kibuso if it gets dirtier. That perush gets a lot of traction. And then there's another line, Vigam eno miskaven lenakos lohasir atinof aidei mayim upa'amish mislachlech odekach. Right, the Taisvis adds another line. Again, it seems like this is also within the Rabbeinu Tam, which is that when I walk through the water on Yom Kippur, or when the nida is tovelas bivgadeha, you don't have kavana lenakos. Now, there are Rishonim who use this as an exclusive perush. The Smag says this exclusively. I think I have all these makoras on the sheet. And I also think that there's no way I'm going to finish this year today. But the Smag says that if you don't have kavana lanakos, it's not a malacha at all. Now, this is a little bit difficult because lachor, it should be psik resha. It shouldn't matter what my kavana is, right? It's inevitable. It's going to get cleaner. So it's hard to know. The Smag apparently feels that the Gemara that we spoke about last time, the Gemara that says that if I'm makbid on the dirt in the beged, so it's more of a problem. Right? The Gemara, if you remember, distinguished between like a black garment in terms of like wiping it and a white garment. Because of makbid, the Smag holds that the malacha of libun is different than every other malacha. I'm not going to say psik resha in terms of malacha of libun. The Rabbeinu Tam, according to one version of the Rabbeinu Tam, there are really three versions of the Rabbeinu Tam here. One version of Rabbeinu Tam is that shriyasuz al kibuso depends on whether it gets clean quickly or not. Version 2 of Rabbeinu Tam depends exclusively on does it get dirtier. Version 3 of Rabbeinu Tam combines getting dirtier with kavana. Walking through the water gets both dirtier and you don't have kavana to make it clean. Now, we have five perushim in Rishonim. Or maybe six, depending on how we count. Yireim, only kula is leather. The Ri says the only time it's usher is a dirty garment. Rabbi Nutam part one says it depends on whether it gets cleaned quickly or not. Rabbi Nutam part two says, well, if it gets dirtier, it's mutter. Rabbi Nutam point 2.A, right, or something. I don't know if it works like that. Rabbi Nutam 2A says that you need both getting dirtier and no kavana to make it clean. Smag says it only depends on kavana. Right? So that is what, 5 or 6 perushim, depending on how I count. Now, the challenge that we'll have to figure out is, how do I paskin among these Rishonim? And then to go back to contact lenses, right? Are contact lenses considered dirty? Now, the Ri Bal HaTaisvis, what would the Ri say? The Ri says that contact, the Ri says that there's only Shriyasas Okibus on the dirty garment. Do you think contact lenses are halachically dirty according to the Ri?
No.
Why not? What's your raya?
They don't look dirty.
They don't look dirty. And what? You'll still use them. But the Ri writes beferush, right? That even a garment that is what we would call dirty machmas shimush, something that you'd put in the laundry hamper. But unless there's noticeable dirt on this, I think this is what everyone basically means, right? There's a difference between, right, that was his lashon. A beged which is old, machmash and ishtamshibo, is not called dirty. So if I am a re-purist, I can make a strong case that there's no shriyasu zao kibus on the contact lens. According to Rabbeinu Tam, I don't think I have a kula. According to the Yireim, unless my contact lenses are made out of leather, I don't have a kula. I don't think there is such a thing on this planet, right? According to the other versions, you have to figure out. According to the Rabbeinu Tam that says, according to the Smag, let's talk about the Smag, right? According to no version of Rabbeinu Tam, is there a kula here? According to the Smag, it all depends on Kavana. Why do I put my contact lenses in saline solution? Contact lens wearers.
Yeah.
I don't think so.
To not dry them out.
Right? I think to clean it, you have to put those drops of cleanser. But plain saline, I don't know if they make plain saline anymore. When I wore contact lenses, my mother felt that for my bar mitzvah, I should get contact lenses that would look good in pictures. Like, this one has me grow up in Lawrence. So I don't think I wore them after my 15th birthday. So it's been a long time. It's been more than 30 years. But they used to sell saline separate from the cleanser. Is that still true?
I think it's saline plus the cleanser.
The saline plus cleanser in the same thing.
Pretty sure.
Right, so then it's not, if I take the Orchos Shabbos, and whenever I use a cleanser, by definition, it's a problem, I'm in trouble. Right, all the kula that Rebbe Yoshev Rav Vosner has is only plain saline, but that kula is not pashut. That kula is l'cha'ora only true according to the Ri, with this explanation that something that's used is not a problem. Although one could analyze, maybe if something is mamish, mamish clean, that even Rabbeinu Tam would not aser it. Maybe Rabbeinu Tam is only asering something that's somewhat dirty based on usage. In Rav Chaim Kalman Gottman's Sefer, he wants to say that if something is mamish clean, it's not mistaber. Something just comes out of the washing machine. It's sparkling clean. It's not mistaber that putting a little bit of water on it is the melach of kibus. So we're going to have to figure out, how do I paskin about laundering a clean garment? We have to paskin that the contact lens is considered clean. Is it just like a beged shenishtameish bo? Or maybe it's worse because a bigot in the shtamish bo, I don't really care that much about it. My contact lenses, I mamish care that I don't want them to get more yucky, more bacteria, something like that. Okay, so I think we're going to pause over here with the Liban part of the shiur. Any questions or comments or observations?
I have a question.
Yes.
I mean, I guess we do have to confirm with Sophie's sister, but it just seems like even at the risk of getting infection, like even if it's not like medically.
So here's the thing. What can I be makel on because there's a risk of getting infection? Maybe you would say just don't wear contact lenses.
Tehila said, oh no.
Tehila?
My sister.
Oh, okay.
Bad, bad, bad. It's terrible. No bueno. Sounds like it's bad.
Okay.
I mean, again, but no bueno is different than being bad. It's like being... So bad, 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 and terrible means bad. I think we'll agree with that. So again, we'll have to discuss this. Right now, we're learning a sugya.
Okay.
We'll be done the Mirat Hashem before Shabbos. But we have to figure it out. This is, if you want to borrow this article about...
Yeah.
But this is the Chumrah article. But you're welcome to borrow it. And we'll talk about it. You'll see the checks that I made about the parts I found more interesting. Okay, so we're going to pause over here for a minute.